Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and it's transfer portal season. Got the coach, currently in a dead period. Roster is bare again, and so the portal taketh away, and the portal has already started giving. But let's talk about the takeaway. As I mentioned last episode, JP committed to North Carolina, KJ Tenner committed to Murray State, Imani Hansberry is following Chester Frazier to Virginia Tech, and Sincere Harris was really hoping that the defensive masterminds would come together. It's not going to happen. He's going to Cincinnati, Big 12 foe, Cincinnati. Also, old pal Kerr Creasa, who got injured this year, is getting injury redshirt season. He still has a year of eligibility, and he's going to spend it at Cincinnati. So, double dose of former Mountaineers that West Virginia will play at least once this season. So Pat Sumnick is still lurking around, I think. I don't know if he's out of eligibility or not. But those are the outs. And Ross Hodge, press conference on Wednesday. And he's going to announce, I would assume, some of his coaching staff this week. But he already has his first commitment. It's hot off the presses. Tonight, Harlan Obioha is the first transfer portal get for Ross Hodge and West Virginia. 7-footer, 280 pounds, so big dude. I don't remember how much Jimmy Bell weighed, but he was in that 270, 280 range. He looks bigger than Jimmy Bell. Not St. Louis Jimmy Bell, but he looks bigger than WVU and Mississippi State Jimmy Bell. Spent his first two seasons at Niagara. He spent last season at UNC Wilmington. He averaged 9.6 rebounds a season. He played about 20 minutes a game. He was a starter and in the transfer portal, recruited by Texas, Rutgers, Cincinnati. And you go to his highlight package on YouTube and a 7-foot, 280-pound guy. He's dunking the ball a lot. He's blocking the ball a lot. Harlan's not stepping out and shooting threes. He's getting positioned close to the basket. Hey, give it to me. I'm a giant. One step. And there was a bunch of clips where Harlan just throws it up because he knows he can get it and then muscle the ball into the basket. He's also setting picks and rolling to the basket. And with all the activity and all the guys out, it's nice to have one come in at this early stage. Last season, the last guy had his son, and he had the high school guy, KJ. So he had two guys committed at this point 1 year ago. So to have one on the board, I don't think Ross Hodge's son is old enough, and I don't know if he even plays basketball. So pretty much in line with what the last guy did. It's going to be a process. It's going to take some time, but he's got one, and that's a win. And he might have two. This is a probable. First of all, welcome to Morgantown when you get here, Harlan Obioha. North Texas's Brennan Laureate, reported by Draft Express as entering the transfer portal and testing the NBA draft waters. So as with most guys with talent, they have the opportunity, go see what the NBA says, keep your eligibility, and if he stays in college, which I'd be surprised if he doesn't, he's most likely following Ross Hodge to West Virginia. But that's not a definite, and that may be a while. Think about it. The NBA Draft Combine is in May, so we could be waiting a while for that official decision from Brennan. And so we'll talk about him when that becomes official or he's officially doing something else. But it's portal. I mean, it's a dead period, but it doesn't mean that guys aren't committing. It just means that West Virginia coaches cannot have guys come in to Morgantown for official visits and they can't go out. But they can talk. Obviously, they can commit. And so you got one commitment. He's in. Let's say Lorian is in. And let's say the three guys who are on the roster and can be accounted for, that we know their whereabouts, let's say they all stay. And that's very presumptuous. It might, Hodge may meet them and say, guys, you're probably going to be a better fit somewhere else. I hope that Ofri stays to be the ultimate Mountaineer. But think, there's over 2,000 guys in the portal. 2,000. So Hodge is looking for up to 10 guys. I think he can find 10 guys out of 2,000. I'm sure they vary. Those 2,000 vary by skill and who's going to be a good fit at West Virginia. But plenty of guys to choose from. And so I'm here to help. Here are 10 guys that I came up with out of my mind based on my own research. Sure, you can go out there. People are doing it better than what I'm about to give you. 24/7 Sports, Rivals, Draft Express, ESPN, On3. Plenty of resources to try to figure out where West Virginia has been a school that's contacted a player in the portal, who's setting up visits. You can go somewhere else for this. But if you want this kind of, I think you're going to find these names only on this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. I don't think you're going to find these names anywhere else. I'm not bragging. There's a chance that all of these guys show up. There's a chance that none of these guys show up in Morgantown. These names could possibly be made up. I could have actually made them up just in my mind. That's a possibility. But there's 2,000 guys. I mean, have you ever heard, unless you're a sicko, have you ever heard of Harlan Obioha? With love and respect to Harlan Obioha, before right now. So, yeah, these names could be made up, but how would you know unless you fact check these names? I don't recommend that. Let's go through the list. 10 guys who could possibly be on WVU's radar. And let's start with Graham Sandbar. 6'8", power forward from Houston Christian, 2 years of eligibility, 32% from three, so not great, but it's decent. Good pick and pop player. West Virginia, I am told, is in his top 15 schools. Defense is a question, and you know with Ross Hodge, you have to have a baseline as far as what you can bring defensively. But I think Graham Sandbar has potential. Houston Christian, that's a Texas school, so I'm sure him and Hodge's coaching staff has crossed paths. He can have potential, and he's got to have potential defensively for WVU to reach out to them, which I believe that they have. Next name on my list, Cal Dowdy, 6-foot combo guard from Mercer. He's got 1 year of eligibility, and Cal Dowdy is a defensive specialist. Stout, stays in front of guys. He doesn't shoot a ton of threes, but when he shoots them at a decent clip, 37%. He made Southern Conference's all defense team. So he's not a defensive mastermind, but Cal Dowdy, good at defense, fits the mold of a Ross Hodge player. It feels like he's a good fit for the Mountaineers. I like Cal Dowdy's chances of coming to Morgantown. And I think Cal Dowdy could log starter minutes for the Mountaineers. This guy's an interesting name. Fleeger Arnswater. Intriguing guy. Reminds me of the profile that Ed Andre 3000 had before he got to Morgantown. 6'11 center from Cal State Bakersfield. 1 year of eligibility. And this guy, similar to Obioha, sets screens, rolls to the rim on offense. You've already got one. You could use two of those guys. If Obioha is 20 minutes a game, Fleeger Arnswater could be the other 20 minutes. not much of a post-up game. I think Obioha's offensive skills are a little bit better than Arnswater's. But he can give you minutes off the bench. He can anchor your defense. Of course, with the change in coaching staff, West Virginia is late reaching out to Fleeger Arnswater. But I've heard that he has relatives in Flat Top, West Virginia. So not in Morgantown, but there is a West Virginia connection. And I think the relatives in Flat Top could help Fleeger Arnswater become a Mountaineer. Just follow along here. These are names that have possibly been made up. Craig Muskerly. Now this guy, Craig's only 5'7". But he's a D1 athlete. He's a super athlete. He's from UT Rio Grande Valley. He made the Southland Conference all-freshman team this season. He scored 18 against McNeese State. Will Wade now in North Carolina State. And you know, if you're 5'7 and you're playing D1 basketball, you got to have a floater game. And Craig Muskerly has a floater game. Quick first step. If you're 5'7 and you're playing D1 basketball, I don't care how much you try, you're going to be a liability on defense, but he tries to make up for being a liability by taking some chances. You know, he's like a mosquito buzzing around the ball, will make some, you know, try some quick plays to double team the post, get in passing lanes, take chances, because in isolation, Craig Muskerly is in trouble. But West Virginia is the biggest name on Craig's list. That's because he's only 5'7". And we saw KJ Tanner struggle in the Big 12 play, and now he's going to Murray State. This might be too big of a jump for Craig Muskerly, but, you know, you got to fill roster spots. So maybe Craig Muskerly and West Virginia would be a good fit. Here's a name you're not going to hear outside of this podcast, Acrylic Parsons. Acrylic is a 3-and-D guy from Little Rock. He has 1 year of eligibility left. 6'7 guy, hangs out in the corner. He'll be there if you need him. Whoever's driving and dishing, find Acrylic in the corner. And because he's good at shooting that corner three, he's also pretty good moving without the ball. Gets some points. He kind of lulls you to sleep, hanging out in the corner. And when they're expecting the kick out, he'll drive to the basket and cut to the basket. Acrylic Parsons, really long, 6'7". He just can get into passing lanes. 3-and-D guy, he's going to play professional basketball. It's just a matter of where. Probably not the NBA for Acrylic Parsons, but he's going to get paid to play basketball somewhere. Can Ross Hodge sell the fit in Morgantown? He's getting some looks from SEC schools. So this is a money situation to get. If you're going to get Acrylic Parsons, then you've got to pay up. And so that's where it gets iffy in this world of it's not coming from the schools yet. This is NIL deals, and they're talking about money with the agents. Acrylic Parsons, that could be the rub of him getting to Morgantown. But we'll see.
The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You're listening to this podcast. You're a WVU fan. You go to Uncommon Goods, type in West Virginia University. They've got drinking glasses. They got a throw pillow. You can get a cheese board in the shape of West Virginia. All sorts of cool stuff. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Speaking of, we'll see. A guy who drives to the basket, Sneak Crenshaw. Sneak is from Cal Poly, 2 years of eligibility left. Sneak's got a high usage percentage. I just love the name Sneak Crenshaw. It's almost like I made it up. High usage percentage, maybe a guy you have coming off the bench and keeping the offense afloat. Reminds me of a Malik Curry in that way. Where, remember Malik, that one year, he was very aggressive, high usage percentage. Sneak doesn't play point guard like Malik did. He plays off the ball, but when he gets the ball, he's not a black hole, but he's definitely looking to create mostly for himself. I'd like to see him pass more. Sneak Crenshaw. Defensively, you're hoping he can figure it out. His defensive win shares were near the bottom of the Big West Conference. So that's a concern. But again, if Ross Hodge is reaching out to this guy, he thinks that he can turn him around defensively. West Virginia made his top eight, Sneak Crenshaw. But the competition is fierce for Sneak services. I wouldn't hold my breath on him coming to WVU. That's a big move from California to West Virginia. But I think it's a real possibility. You're not going to hear Google Flieger arm swatter. You're not going to I'm really giving you some good information. I mean, shout out to Ethan Bach and the Portal Report. These guys are probably not even in the Portal Report's database. I mean, who's to say if they're in there or not? I mean, I can say. Freddie Kallis, another Texas guy. This guy is from Texas State, and he's got a profile of a polycap. Undersized, 6'7", power forward. But of the guys I'm going to tell you about, he's the strongest guy on the list. Gritty rebounder, gritty defender, holds his place on the court. It gets really dicey when Freddie Kallis puts the ball on the floor offensively. You don't want him dribbling. You just want him doing putbacks and driving or diving at the rim. You want him to set screens, and then you want him to set some more screens, right? And then get to the glass for second chances. Pretty good at getting offensive rebounds. And when he gets an offensive rebound, pretty good at finding a three-point shooter. He's been in the orbit of Ross Hodge's recruiting in the past from Texas. Maybe WVU will be a good fit for Freddie Kallis' last year of eligibility. Here's a guy you need to be thinking about. John Callender. John Callender, 6'2 point guard from Southeast Missouri. 2 years of eligibility left. And he reminds me of a Kobe Johnson. He's not nearly invisible like Kobe Johnson was at WVU. But 6 of 8 Southeast Missouri's best lineups have John Callender in them. So he's assist turnover ratio, good but not great defensive numbers. This is not a starter, John Callender. He could be a good role player for Ross Hodge. And I feel the best of all the guys that I'm going to mention on this list that are possibly made up. I think John Callender has the best chance of coming to WVU. Maybe someone like Iowa could sneak in and take him. But I think West Virginia is in the driver's seat for the services of John Callender. And speaking of guys that you don't know, like Kirk Risa, how does he still have eligibility? Here's another guy, Bruce Loosley. Bruce is from Quinnipiac? I think I'm butchering that. Quinnipiac. True 7-footer. I mean, West Virginia didn't have any 7-footers this season. So they got one in Obadiah. What was that guy's name? Respectfully, Obioha. Harlan Obioha is real. Bruce Loosley, maybe not real, but a true 7-footer who struggles staying on the floor in college, various injuries. That's why he has eligibility left. His freshman season was in the 2019-2020 season and still has eligibility. He only played 6 games last season before he had a torn bicep, an upper body injury. And so that's what kept him out this season. Gets another medical red shirt. But when Bruce Loosley plays, he's really good. He can shoot the mid-range, so he is a little bit of a stretch five. Good passer from the top of the key. Great offensive rebound with his height. He's not 285. I think he's 250. But it might be worth taking a flyer. He's got an injury background that, you know, it may be later on in the recruiting season where you've got a couple more spots left. Maybe take a flyer on Bruce Loosley. Hope that he stays healthy this season. And then the last guy up, the 10 guys that are possibly made up, Montavious Carpenter. Now, this is a high school recruit, hasn't committed to a D1 school. He's leaning junior college, but Ross Hodge, he knows junior college. That's the kind of guy he's used to recruiting. Montavious Carpenter, raw potential. This is definitely kind of like Abraham from this year's team, where just get him on the roster, red shirt. He's a 6'5 wing. He just started playing basketball 2 years ago. Played wide receiver in middle school, but he suffered a lower body injury that sent him looking for another sport. Hit a growth spurt as a freshman, found basketball, loves it. He's really good defensively. He's taken to the defensive side of the ball first, another Ross Hodge pro, but he looks lost on offense. So definitely a redshirt guy developing the program. But this could be a real steal if he continues to grow as a player. This is a definitely hide him on the end of the bench and have him in the program for one season and see what you got. Because the athletic gifts, the potential is there. Can he develop those skills at a Division I level? Maybe not, but you're not going to play 15 guys. So get him on the roster, see what it looks like, and maybe see if he can improve to where he can play some minutes for you down the road. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. Let me go through the 10 guys again. Graham Sandbar, Cal Dowdy, Fleeger Arnswater, Craig Muskerly, Acrylic Parsons, Sneak Crenshaw, Freddie Callis, John Callender, and Bruce Loosley, and the high school prospect Montavious Carpenter. So that's, again, you're not going to find that anywhere but here on Unreasonable Doubt. Again, don't hold your breath on any of these people actually being real people. But when we're talking transfer portal, unless you're just consuming unworldly amounts of college basketball, I could tell you any names at a mid-major, lower D1 program. And they could be real. They absolutely could be real. These are not. Made all those names up and their backgrounds and like that. But if I didn't say that, I mean, I think that you could buy any of those names. Example, Harlan Obiohan. Example A. He's real, and he's coming to Morgantown. Fleeger Arnswater, not real. Does not have distant relatives in Flat Top. But it's at this point with this, I don't know how you keep track of it. I mean, Ethan Bach, I don't know how you do it, man. There's just so many people to keep track of that it's just names, and there's six. Thank goodness for YouTube. There's 6-minute videos on guys that are in the transfer portal. So at least you get those 6 minutes. That's what you're working with. Ross Hodge has a lot of work to do. It might not be Bruce Loosley, but he's got some work to do. Let's get the rest of the coaching staff hired. But he's hit the ground running, and it's just another year of a bunch of new names. Yet maybe not Montavious Carpenter, but we're going to learn new guys, and we're starting again. You know, I don't want to say this on April 6th, but I am hopeful that next April 6th, we're talking transfer portal, and it's going to be just a part of our lives. But maybe we can bump up from 0% and 3% returning scoring let's get to the 20s or 30s. I mean, let's go into this with, are you sitting down? Maybe next year we get announcements of guys stay. Let's get one announcement of a guy staying, somebody that has eligibility and is going to stick around. Wouldn't that be fantastic? A man can dream. This is a lot to take in. It really tests your fandom. I mean, before this season, West Virginia's had like 50 guys over the last four seasons. I think 49 different names. And we're going to break 60 this season as far as new names going through the program. This isn't football. This is a 15-guy roster. So it's a lot. And it's going to be part of the deal for sure. Totally get it. But let's bump it up from 0 to 20% returning scoring. Just have something to build on. And with respect to Offrey, like it's a Offrey. I mean, it's one of those. And he's been here. This could be his third season in Morgantown. Can't pronounce his first name. That's a me problem. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms. Or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Amazon Podcast, Spotify Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2025-2026 season. West Virginia has 0 wins and they have 0 losses.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I earned my degree online at Arizona State University. I chose to get my degree at ASU because I knew that I'd get a quality education, they were recognized for excellence, and that I would be prepared for the workforce upon graduating. To be associated with ASU, both as a student and alum, it makes me extremely proud, and having experienced the program, I know now that I'm set up for success. Learn more at asuonline.asu.edu.